Today is the 30th day of August. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is awesome to be here with you today as we wind down another one of our weeks and look back. Remember, it was a week ago that we stood at the shiny, sparkly threshold of this week, and it was brand new, shiny, and sparkly. And now, we are kind of putting it to bed and releasing it into our history. So we reflect back, so that we can see how our intentions worked out. The strengths, weaknesses, highs, lows, peaks, valleys, victories, challenges, and struggles. And so we do that, just kind of looking back, thinking about how this week went. Because we're going to start a new one tomorrow. And it will be fresh. And we'll get to do it all over again. The beauty of life. And we're reading in Paul about veils and stuff being removed yesterday. And sanctification, about step by step, forward, forward, forward into the image of God. And so paying attention. Even having the right categories to pay attention to how these weeks and days are going, and what our choices actually are, because darkness is a choice as much as freedom is a choice, is important. So we look back over the week as we get ready to take another step forward. We're working through the book of Job, a book of indeed deep wrestling with suffering and trying to come up with the right answers that are so elusive. So yesterday, because we've been in this conversation between Job and his three friends who came to comfort him, who ended up getting into a big argument with him, there's this fourth voice named Elihu, who steps forward and began to speak yesterday. And we will continue to hear what Elihu has to say. Job 34 through 36 today. Elihu resumed his speech and said, "Hear my words, you wise men. You learned men, pay attention to me. It is true that the ear tests words as the mouth tastes food. So now we should choose for ourselves what is just. We should determine among ourselves what is good. This is what Job said. I am in the right, but God has deprived me of justice. Would I lie about what is just for me? His arrow has inflicted an incurable wound on me, though I did not rebel." Who is like Job? He drinks down derision against God like water. He travels the road with evildoers, and he walks with wicked men, because he said, "It is no benefit to a man when he takes pleasure in God." So then, you men with understanding, listen to me. I swear that God never does anything wicked. The Almighty is far from wrongdoing. He repays a man for what he does. He causes the consequences of his ways to catch up with him. God would absolutely not do anything evil. The Almighty does not pervert justice. Did anyone put him in charge of the earth? Did anyone place the whole world under his control? If God resolved in his heart to recall his spirit and breath to himself, all flesh would perish together and man would return to dust. But if you have understanding, listen to this. Hear the sound of my words. Is it possible that one who hates justice could govern? Will you condemn the righteous one who is mighty? He says to kings, you are worthless, and tells nobles, you are evil. He shows no favoritism to high officials, and he shows no more regard for the rich than for the poor, because they are all the work of his hands. In a moment they die. In the middle of the night, people are shaken and they pass away. Even the mighty are taken away effortlessly without a human hand, because God's eyes are on the ways of a man, and he sees all his steps. There is no darkness, and there is no dark shadow where evildoers can hide. For God does not need to investigate further or to set a time of judgment for a person. He breaks mighty rulers without further inquiry, and he sets up others in their place because he knows their deeds. He overthrows them at night and they lie crushed. Because of their wickedness, he strikes them in plain sight of everyone. He does this because they turned aside from following him, and they were not wise enough to follow all his ways. They caused the poor to cry out to God, so he heard the cry of the afflicted. But if God remains quiet, who can condemn him? If he hides his face, who can observe him? But even if he does, he still rules over both nations and individuals to prevent a godless man from ruling, so that the godless man does not lay snares for the people. What if someone says to God, I have accepted my punishment. I will not keep sinning. Teach me about what I do not see. If I have done evil, I will not do it again. Would God then be obligated to repay you on your terms when you refuse to repent? But Job, it is your decision, not mine. So tell me what you know. Men who have understanding say this to me, and any wise person who listens tells me the same thing. Job speaks without knowledge, and his words reveal a lack of understanding. I wish that Job would be tested to the limits, because he responds like a wicked man. Yes, he even adds rebellion to his sin. Among us, he shows his contempt by clapping his hands, and he multiplies his words against God. Then Elihu continued, do you really think it is right when you say, my righteousness is greater than God's? You even say, what use will this be to me? How will it profit me more than if I sinned? But I will respond to your words and to your friends with you. Look at the heavens and you will see. Take a good look at the clouds. They are high above you. If you have sinned, how does that affect God? If your rebellious deeds are many, what harm can you do to him? If you are righteous, what are you giving to him? What does he receive from your hand? Your wickedness only affects a man like you, and your righteousness only impacts other people. They cry out because of severe oppression. They scream for relief from the arm of the powerful. But no one asks, where is God my maker, who provides songs in the night, who teaches us more than the wild animals on the earth, who makes us wiser than the birds in the sky? Then the wicked cry out, but he does not answer, because of their arrogant pride. Certainly, God will not listen to an insecure cry, and the Almighty will not pay attention to it. How much less when you say that you do not see him, that your case has been presented to him and that you are waiting for him. Besides that, you say that his anger has not demanded an accounting and that he does not fully understand sin. Job opens his mouth pointlessly and he heaps up words without knowledge. Elihu kept talking and said, "Be patient with me a little longer. I intend to inform you further, since I have more to say on God's behalf. I will provide you with comprehensive knowledge, and I will justify my Maker. You can be sure that none of my words are false. A man with complete knowledge is here with you. Yes, God is mighty, but he does not despise people. He is mighty and has great understanding. He does not keep a wicked man alive, but he does give justice to the oppressed. He does not turn his eyes away from the righteous. He seats them on thrones with kings and exalts them forever. But if people are bound in chains, and they are held captive by cords of affliction, he declares to them what they have done, how arrogantly they have committed rebellious deeds. He opens their ears to accept discipline, and he tells them to turn back from wickedness. If they listen and serve him, they will complete their days in prosperity, and their years will end in pleasure. But if they do not listen, they will be overwhelmed by a stream. They will breathe their last without knowledge. Godless hearts nourish anger. They do not cry out for help, even when he imprisons them. Their souls die while they are still young, and they end their lives among the male prostitutes at their shrines. God delivers the afflicted by means of their affliction, and he gets their attention through their suffering. Certainly, he is drawing you out of the jaws of distress to a wide open place where you will not be hemmed in. You will be comfortable at your table, covered with rich food. But now, you are caught up with the judgment of the wicked, and judgment and justice have taken hold of you. Watch out, so that no one lures you with luxury. Do not let a large payment turn you aside. Can your affluence arrange for your security, so that you do not suffer want? Can even your strongest efforts accomplish that? Do not long for nighttime when nations vanish from their place. Watch out. Do not turn to evil, because that is why you have been tested by affliction. Listen to me. God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has dictated his way for him? Who has said, "You have done wrong"? Remember that you should praise his work, which people have celebrated in song. All mankind has observed it. People can look at it from a distance. Yes, God is exalted far beyond our comprehension. The number of his years is beyond investigation. He draws up drops of water from the sea, and he distills the raindrops to form mist, which flow down from the clouds and pour down abundantly on mankind. Indeed, who understands how the clouds spread out? Who understands how the thunder rumbles out from his shelter? Look how he spreads his light all around him, and he covers the bottom of the sea. He uses this to bring judgment on peoples and to provide abundant food. With his hands, he grasps the lightning and he gives it orders as it advances. Through the thunder, he sounds his war cry. The herds sense the coming of the rising storm. Second Corinthians 4, 1 through 12. Therefore, since we have this ministry as a result of the mercy shown us, we are not discouraged. On the contrary, we have renounced shameful, underhanded methods. We do not operate in a deceitful way, and we do not distort the word of God. Instead, by proclaiming the truth clearly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled among those who are perishing. In the case of those people, the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from clearly seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is God's image. Indeed, we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For the God who said, "Light will shine out of darkness," is the same one who made light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the person of Jesus Christ. We hold this treasure in clay jars to show that its extraordinary power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed, perplexed, yet not despairing, persecuted, yet not forsaken, struck down, yet not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of the Lord Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. To be sure, while we are living, we are continually being handed over to death because of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life is working in you. Psalm 44, 1 through 8. Past victory, present defeat. For the choir director by the sons of Korah, Amaskil. God, our ears have heard. Our fathers have told us the work you performed in their days, in days long ago. By your hand you drove out the nations, but you planted your people. You crushed the peoples, but you sent your people forward. For it was not by their sword that they took possession of the land. It was not their arm that saved them. It was your right hand and your arm, and the light from your face, because you took pleasure in them. You are the one who is my king, O God. Command victories for Jacob. Through you we drive back our foes. Through your name we trample our adversaries. For I do not trust in my bow, and my sword does not save me, but you save us from our foes, and you put those who hate us to shame. In God we make our boast all day, and we will praise your name forever. Proverbs 22, 10 through 12. Drive away a scoffer, and conflict leaves. Quarrels and insults cease. A person who loves a pure heart and whose lips are gracious will have a king as his friend. The eyes of the Lord watch over knowledge. He overturns the words of a treacherous person. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for another week. We thank you for your mercy and grace that is ever abounding. Our next breath is a grace, is a gift. And so may we inhale the gift and exhale it in worship. And may we allow the scriptures to continue to penetrate and dissect all of the different caverns inside of us, all of the different places that make us who we are, all of the broken and wounded places. We invite your Holy Spirit. And we take to heart as we release this week into history what the Proverbs say today: drive away a scoffer and conflict leaves. May we not be that person, a person who ridicules, a person who scorns, a person full of envy who puts down, a person filled with jealousy who ridicules and discourages. We're told that driving that out, conflict leaves. So certainly we can think of those people in our lives and go, okay, boundaries have to be put in place because the conflict is so debilitating. We also have to look at ourselves for the places that we are that. But we also have to look at self-talk, at the way we are a scoffer to ourselves and the inner conflict that comes from that. If we can drive that away, then conflict, even inner conflict, leaves. Holy Spirit, help us catch ourselves when we are ridiculing and scoffing and deriding ourselves and others, and when it's being done to us, because it only brings conflict, emotional conflict within us, which breeds confusion and all kinds of negative and evil things. So Holy Spirit, come. Let us meditate upon that today. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. The Daily Audio Bible app is home base as well. Get connected. Stay connected to the journey and the community as we continue our journey. Our journey that never ends. Like, we'll keep doing this as long as God will allow us to do this. But this is the 20th year of the journey, the 20th time through the scriptures together. So we're celebrating in all kinds of ways throughout the year. Something new coming a couple days from now. Jill and I will come back and do some sharing on Tuesday with a surprise. Not a new song this time, although we have loved and are loving doing that, and are grateful that you love it too. Thank you for letting us reveal ourselves in that way and share our story through music, which is, as you know, is such a deep part of who we are and were before the Daily Audio Bible as professional musicians. So grateful to be able to do that, but this is something different, something new. And that'll be coming on Tuesday, the 2nd of September. So watch for that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you humbly. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And of course, always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is all for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is People on the Water from Indiana, and I'm calling in today to pray and encourage for Victorious Victoria. I just wanted to echo that it's okay to feel how you feel, that your emotions are real, and that it is okay to have those feelings of doubt. And I just would want to encourage you and lift you up before the throne of God. God has blessed you with the skills to be a mother. And I can say that that baby will be blessed not just to have you as their mother, but to be in the family, one that is raised with Christian principles, that this can be a time where we can lean on each other and encourage each other within the body. So praying for you and thinking about you. All right. Bye.
Hello, this is Christine from Virginia. I have a prayer request from my dear neighbor, Jerry Morgan. He's been diagnosed with stage 1 prostate cancer, and he has a bone scan coming up Wednesday, and we're praying that it's hasn't metastasized, and the treatment won't be very complicated. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is T calling from Pennsylvania, and I wanted to say prayers for some of our young children who are struggling right now. I want to give thanks to God and ask Him to lay healing hands on Layla, Archer, and Hannah. I pray to you earnestly, Lord, that you would please take away all of their pain and suffering, and they will recuperate from any surgical procedures that they may have had or are in the process of having. Please heal their young bodies, Lord, and restore them to better health as quickly as possible. I thank you, Lord, in advance for your greatness and your love. Amen. I would also like to pray for a gentleman that called in for his wife who is scheduled to have a double mastectomy. I pray to you, God, that you will please go before her and be the doctor's hands and mine, and that you will perform her surgery, Lord, and that you, Heavenly Father, will remove each and every trace of cancer from her body. Please restore her health and allow her husband, who loves her dearly, be granted more time with her. I also would like to pray for Bob from Colorado, whose friend's wife has type 1 diabetes and needs around-the-clock oxygen. My family and I are praying that the Lord sees her and will show compassion for her and remove this illness from her. Our prayers are for God to improve her quality of life and restore her to her former self. And as I pray and speak of Bob, I have a praise report on my daughter, Tiana. She had her 20-week ultrasound yesterday, and her placenta is now in the right position. Thank you to all who prayed for her, especially to you, Bob. We were overwhelmed with tears of joy to hear your prayer for her. We are so grateful and thankful for this village. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, DAB family. This is La Chula from Los Angeles, and I just finished listening to August 23rd, and I want to pray over Cece and PA, who has come to the end of herself. And when we come to the end of ourselves is when the Lord begins to do the work in us. So right now, in Jesus' name, I ask you, oh Father God, to take control of Cece's life, Father God, to pick her up, Father God, all those broken pieces that are shattered on the floor at this moment, Father God, as she confesses, Father God, her addictions, Father God, her state of mind, Father God, all the pieces, oh Lord, that are on the floor, all the anxious thoughts, Father God, all the thoughts of her not being worthy, Lord. May she find your identity, her identity in you, O Lord, in the one who restores it all, in the healing power of Jesus, in that blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary for you and for me. Cece, my heart is with you. My prayers are for you, and the Lord will never abandon you. Continue to seek him. Thank you for sharing your story, your boldness, your courage. You have a mighty army around you. We continue to pray in Jesus' mighty name.
Hey, all my DAB family, especially for DC and PA. I heard your recording and could have sworn that it could have been an identical recording that I left 15 or so years ago. And it's because of the Daily Audio Bible and the mercy and goodness of God that I am here today to tell you that, yeah, you may be at the end of your rope with your life, but you're not done. And there is light at the end of the tunnel, girl. Stay with us, sister. We're here for you. We're with you. We've been where a lot of us have been, exactly where you are right now. And there is life. There is life in the land of the living with Jesus. All you have to do is repent of what you're doing and confess to him that you're a sinner and that you're in need of your Savior once again. And you might have fallen a few times, but he's still there with you. And he is good. And he wants you back in the fold, girl. And it's a good place to be with this DAB family. We're a very forgiving bunch because we have all been greatly forgiven. And know that your Redeemer lives. And in the end, you will see him. And you will run to him. And he will hold you. And he will take your chin underneath his finger and look into your eyes and tell you that he loves you. And that he's glad that you decided to not give up. We love you. We pray for your victory, and we pray for your overcoming. And Lord, just bless this girl with your kindness, your goodness, and your mercy. Forgive her. Forgive us. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Kevin from Illinois. This call is for Victorious Victoria. Victoria, thank you for calling in and sharing your very difficult, very real, and very hard to say emotions regarding your pregnancy. It's not easy to share those things with people, and we just want you to know that we are lifting you up to the Lord. Jesus, help bring her comfort. Help her know that you are there and you hear her, just like we hear her. We ask you to give her comfort and peace, and give it to her whole family. Because it's a difficult situation with all of those children. I can only imagine how hard it is to deal with all of those children. I have two of my own, and it's hard enough. So Jesus, give her the patience and the strength to be the mother that she wants to be and that you want her to be. We're here for you, Victoria. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.